Blog Talk Radio.
Appreciate you listening. Always, you can contact us at MUFON, through MUFON, but also sendontheuniverse.co or our Facebook pages. First of all, I want to give a big shout out for my Sapulpa Chieftains that went to Ponca City and handled some business, beating Ponca City tonight 48-7. Blue Shift, what's our quote for the night?
All right. The quote is by somebody who's unknown to me, but I found it on the internet. Love the internet. A mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions.
And that is our quote of the day. That is sponsored by iHaulUSA.com, iHaulTulsa.com for all junk removal, trash outs. Give a call at 918-852-2146. That's our quote of the day. Like I mentioned earlier, you can contact us, of course, by calling live 347-637-1980 or also on our Facebook page and the website, centerofthenuniverse.co. We've reached out asking for questions. First of all, we have Harry with a question. He's one of our MUFON followers on Facebook. Harry from Poto would like to know, what do you know of Summerfield, Oklahoma UFO history? The Four County Paranormal Society was called out to investigate a UFO call and found residual EMF readings at the supposed landing site. My question to you, Blue Shift, is, do you think that it could be possible for alien craft to be propelled by EMFs? Thank you, Harry and Poto. Blue Chef, what do you think?
Okay, well, there's many different kinds of technology. You know, right now our minds are, for the most part, are limited to the idea of a combustion engine and its efficiency. And that's about all that we look at. So keep in mind, when you're dealing with something that's left behind and you try to relate it to something, that you think is going on, don't be surprised if it's turns out a little bit different than what you'd expect, or it's not related at all to what you think went on. And that goes with anything, really. In this particular case, it sounds to me like some form of electrogravitic technology was being used. And that being said, there are so many different wavelengths in existence that it would be nearly impossible to say without, more information, of course, what kind of signals that were left behind, what caused it. But I would point in the direction of an electrogravitic technology of some kind. And you also need to understand that our government and private organizations that's what all of these, black helicopter crowd people here in Oklahoma are talking about. They're talking about all these crafts that they see. It's nationwide as well, but here in Oklahoma, helicopter craft. These experimental crafts can use a variety of different forms of propulsion, and they do. There are many, at least 500 different kinds of craft experimentals, and a lot of them use very different technologies. But the most commonplace one is electrogravitic in nature. And, you know, my vocabulary and experience in this is very limited. However, it's kind of the thing going on right now.
Okay, and then maybe we should check with MUFON maybe and file a report or check to see if there are some files that or see if it has been reported. Maybe we can get a guest on sometime in the future that's LaFleur County and knows more about the incident that he's talking about. Thanks again for the question from Poto, Oklahoma. I have another listener with an email, Crystal from Tulsa. Crystal would like to know, Blue Shift. She wrote, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about second and third dimensions. My nephew's friend Chris was telling me about it all, but I haven't got a chance to look into it. What is she talking about?
Well, I think what she's talking about is, you know, we live in the third dimension, so what's two-dimensional like or what's one-dimensional like? That's what I think that she's talking about. We call what we live in the third dimension because, you know, various different reasons, but, you know, everything has a shape, so therefore it has three dimensions, you know, as far as we know. But then people are always talking about the fourth and the fifth dimension. Oh, we're going to ascend to the fifth dimension or the fourth dimension or the sixth dimension. You know, and some people are like talking about that. I'm like, how are you going to jump dimensions? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like that.
Stupid question. What is a dimension?
You know what? You know, it's. I think it's limited to the person's understanding of what is possible. I really want to go back to my quote. You know, mine is, you know, stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions, which actually kind of lines up pretty good. I mean, it's actually kind of, you know, kind of crazy. But anyway, that's what I have to say about that. However, there is another way of looking at it that I've come to understand, experience, and I'm working with right now, which is what people are commonly referring to as the fourth dimension, assuming that we are in the third dimension. Fourth dimension is basically what can be influenced by thoughts, meaning you can call towards you what you want, but also you can move through the third dimension to the future or whatever, and along the lines of certain probability, you can actually seek out what you're calling towards, you know, making it more likely to happen, a.k.a. thought is cause. And this is how, you know, how I understand. But, you know, fifth dimension and sixth dimension, I think what people are talking about is frequencies, where the density is actually lesser rather than higher, and the lower the dimensional density would be harder to exist in, as opposed to some of the people say, like, well, there's a fifth-dimensional being or a sixth-dimensional being or an eighth-dimensional being coming here and visiting us. And they might not be just from, you know, another dimension here on Earth. They could be from another dimension from outer space on another planet. And that's another reason why you can't necessarily find life in the universe, why NASA's searching. They're looking at things one-dimensionally. They're only telling you things one-dimensional. But, of course, these assholes know that. They're just not telling you.
Yeah.
And... you know, that's pretty much what I have to say about that. You know, hopefully I stretched your mind, maybe clarified, hey, what are you really looking at, people, when people say we're going to ascend to another dimension? You're already in another dimension, and you can go into another dimension and recreate your reality how you see fit, you know, based on your total quantitative value, which is like what you're capable of, really. What okay. are you really capable of? And maybe people, instead of, you know, figuring out or thinking about ascending to another dimension just automatically, need to look and see what their potential is, what they can actually do, why we're actually even called the God-man or the human to begin with. That's what needs to be looked at with this question. Not necessarily the answer you're probably expecting, but then again, you know, there's lots of people with different opinions, and mine's not necessarily correct.
Yeah.
Or did I even encompass what I think is going on? But you know, but basically, open your mind and see what's going on.
Right. Okay, Crystal. Again, thanks for writing. Hopefully, that helps you with your question. If you'd like to follow up with a question, that'd be great. Or call us at 347-637-1980 for any call you, for any question that you have. Okay, we are basically doing a follow-up to last night's show. We're still in test mode, just doing 30-minute shows, getting all the kinks worked out and getting guests lined up. And now we're starting to get some emails and things. And, you know, we're getting there. And we appreciate the following, appreciate the emails and the questions. Okay, back to the follow-up show last night. You wanted to start with where we left off last night. You're on. Sirians, what's up?
As I said, you know, the night before, and I'd like to reinforce that people really need to take a closer look at what's going on with this Sirian conflict. One of the things that I don't think I had mentioned before, there are a lot of different alien races which have seeded this planet over a long period of time for various reasons. And the Sirians, not spelled S-Y-R-I-A-N, but S-I-R-I-A-N, is one of those races. And so you have weird... you know, cultural names such as Assyrian or the, you know, the Syrians country, you know, for example. And these are remnants of old memories of, you know, civilizations that came and visited, and for really just one reason, you know, they got stranded here. Or decided to set up shop here long-term for genetic manipulation of some kind. And then there's also, you know, a million other reasons beyond our comprehension that any race would land, you know, here on planet Earth, in our dimension specifically. The most important one, in my personal opinion, I'll cover at the very end of this segment. But this Sirian conflict will be one of the triggers for the battle for humanity. That's all races, all religions, everything. The battle for humanity. Everyone will be included. No matter if you live in the middle of nowhere, you will know what is going on, whether you have electronic communication or not. You will know. It will go down, and it is going to happen soon, and it's going to be a really big shock. It's going to be like at the end of that movie, Cabin in the Woods, where the guy says, oh, so giant evil gods, well, you know, who'd have thought it turned out like that? You know, it's going to be kind of like one of those weird twists. On your own reality. But, and that really, and really what I'm talking about is, you know, the final card. Well, I'm playing the final card. Okay? The final card is truth. Okay? It's the truth of the reality you live in. And the reality you live in is so different than what you are programmed so well to believe that you don't even realize that the word lie is in belief. And you say, well, I believe you. Don't believe me. Get yourself to knowing the truth. Seek and ye shall find. So Jesus said, you know. And you also have to understand that we're in a state of change on top of that. Things aren't necessarily set in stone. They can be influenced to a certain degree. And when people all en masse realize they can influence their reality, they start also influencing other people's reality. And it's like a wave. And it's that fourth dimension that I'm talking about. From my point of view. And when people realize this, they're going to start doing it. And when they start doing it, calling things towards them and then seeking out along the lines of certain probability, actually going to find what they want, whether it be a physical thing or an event to happen, this will get things moving. This is the final card. The final card is the truth, no matter how you look at it. Because the reality is that you are all living in is you do not know. Even I do not know. But I'm seeking to continually improve myself, as everyone should do, for their own soul growth. And then I guess the next topic is that you are outclassed. That was one of the things we didn't get to cover the other night. And what I think that a lot of organizations that monitor people like us that do radio shows like this that touch on the subjects that no one else will do for whatever the reason. Some pretty valid, but unfortunately, I have to say to all of these groups, human or think that they're non-human, whatever, there's something that you need to know. You are outclassed by these interdimensional travelers and these space aliens that are coming and looking and observing us at this time. They all have their own agendas. Some of them would be forming like what you would say as a coalition for some basic common goals. But the most important thing to understand is they have their own agendas. They came here, time and space and dimensions, for a reason. And they will get their reason. And the reason is you are out fucking classed. It's like the second episode of Steven Spielberg's Taken, where the homeless guy, the next morning, mentions to the guy that got abducted in the rail car, "Why are you running?" Because it seems kind of silly, because looks like you're a bit outclassed, and many groups may think that they have, this wondrous technology that our visitors, be it interdimensional or space aliens have, or even the time splitters for that matter, even the hybridization of these technologies, they know what you have. This is all your programming. You program us because you think you have superior knowledge and wisdom and technology, so you have this some sort of power over us. But this is not correct. Everything that you have has been given with a very specific plan in mind. You only have what they want you to have. You are outclassed. Your behavior will determine your end result. If you do something that's negative, you're going to be smashed into oblivion. Plain and simple. the technologies you think you have are not on par with what they are using. And there are more of these beings showing up every single day, all with new and their own agendas. If you resist or if you attempt to engage any of these beings, when it all does come to a head, there's going to be a reckoning, and you will pay for your insolence. You know, think of it as a vengeful god of some sort, but you know, they're all individuals, and they do take shit personally, very personally. So I would like to make that address to those people that everyone is so afraid of, this shadow government or this terrible force that we're starting to fight back, or just some private organization or, you know, or private government group. It doesn't matter who you are. And I've come across many. I'm giving you guys a heads up. You know, you're being warned right now. Okay, plain and simple. You know, this is a recording now, so you can review it. Don't say we didn't warn you. We told you now. Don't do any negative stupid shit. You lose. And everyone, including me, is gonna get caught in your own stupid bullshit. Not going to take it. So anyway, that being said, you know, because I had to get that out of my system, obviously. You know, let's move on to the biggest, you know, thing, I think that can, you know, can be done for the betterment of all humanity, and then even the people that don't think that they're human or whatever. Whatever. If you live here, you're human. If you're born here, you're human. You know, for the most part. You know, I mean, there are some minor exceptions, but, you know, you're stuck here. You ain't going anywhere. All right? And the people that are really going to save your ass are the people that you're trying to put down. These people are commonly referred to as light workers. You know, they're all happy, you know, happy-go-lucky, singing kumbaya around a fire, and, you know, metaphysicians, clairvoyant psychics, you know, various people that do these types of things. These are, you know, the champions of humanity. And then there are some that are a step above these light workers. And these I've decided to call light warriors. It's not my original, you know, coin phrase, but you know, I do agree, and I say, you know what, yeah, that's what they're called, light warriors. It was Project Camelot and Project Avalon, the disclosure group, those guys, that first mentioned a light warrior. You know, so I mean, if they did, then you know, hey, get the credit. I consider a light warrior a class above a light worker. Not necessarily better, but they are doing things a little bit differently. They are more engagement based, bigger picture. They're not the individual influencing one or two people, you know, at a time. They do it en masse, and they don't necessarily go on a radio show like me and, you know, start spitting the secrets of the universe that you're, you know, told you're not allowed to know, or somehow think that you're not allowed to know, or talk about the Illuminati or weird shit like that. I don't know why people, you know, think like, well, if you are in the Illuminati, well, you don't talk about it. Well, how do you know that if you're, you know, not in the Illuminati? I mean, that's, you know, I mean, what's the logic, people? You know, question everything. You know, first of all, question that logic right there, because You know, there are so many, you know, videos about the Illuminati. You don't know anything. You know, by definition, you know, people like me and Ron, your average light worker, they're the Illuminati. You know, they're the ones going around, you know, spreading the light, the truth, and a greater understanding of existence. Those are the light workers, and the ones that are going to the next level, and doing other things that aren't necessarily in the open, like what I'm doing. Those are the light warriors. Those are the ones that are really getting down and dirty with terrible force. Those are the ones that know, like Gnostics, but not necessarily, you know, passed down information. Because things have been happening so rapidly now, people just start to, you know, they just kind of find out, in, you know, for one reason or another, what's really going on. Who is the enemy of humanity? And in coming episodes after launch date, you know, you're gonna be able to see and find out on your own who the enemy of humanity really is. And then you can confront the average person in this world will be able to confront their oppressor or oppressors or whatever you want to call them. And they will truly be free to do whatever they want. They will be able to tap their unlimited potential without hindrance of any kind in the near future, assuming that the future is even a real thing. But how is this all really you know, being pushed forward? What's it building up to? And I have come across a really strange concept, and that concept is called Metatron. The spirit science mentions this Metatron once. They say he is the perfection of the human race and what it will become. I have had interesting experiences with multidimensional beings of various different, but the one that really takes the cake is this Lord Metatron. People call him an archangel, but he's not. He's not an archangel. He's not an angel of any kind. He is a human, the perfection of what we will become, the master of time and space. He is essentially, as we are the God-man, he is the hyper-dimensional God-being, the only one of its kind that is actually really getting down and dirty and interacting with people on such a low level as us, because we are him, and we will become this, you know, hyper-dimensional God-being, essentially, as we are the hyper-dimensional race. This being is so far superior to anything that has come before it that I'm basically without words. This thing has all the genetics of all the alien races that will, up until, you know, the point of the Metatron slipping to the void, will make itself a part of the human race, meaning it essentially is the perfection of any other race that comes here, as it will have mastered the DNA of all these races. Metatron can breathe in outer space because he has the genetics of a physical being that can actually, you know, exist in that type of environment. This being can shapeshift into any one of these forms in their most perfection. He can essentially what you call time travel, but really it's more like matter rearrangement.
Thanks for listening to Center of the Universe. We will be back tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, unless Mr. Blue Shift would like to talk a little bit later tonight. Could be back later. Thanks for listening to Center of the Universe. Have a good night. Tell you everything. Just because.